Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fosse and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Fossey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Duffy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Tidrow moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy tags and scores. Tidrow tags and moves to third. Unser tags and moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss is walked intentionally. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thompson. Tidrow scores. Chambliss moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Carew moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 0 in the game. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tidrow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Borgman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chambliss scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Borgman reaches second base with a double. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins won. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Borgman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball towards right field. Darwin fields the ball and throws to home. Borgman drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Borgman. Nettles scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Tidrow bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manuel hits a line drive into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Tidrow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Broemer strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Monson pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.